Even though Nevada cannabis companies have been deemed essential businesses and continue limited operations, due to the federal prohibition on marijuana, none of the companies are eligible for federal small business relief. Our contributor Brian Bayhuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally reports that some companies may not make it without a lifeline.
Since March 20th, Nevada's cannabis retailers have been serving adult use and medical customers by delivery alone. Business has taken a hit and layoffs have resulted, but unlike most every other legal business in Nevada, cannabis companies are not eligible for federal grants or loans to help ride out the COVID-19 pandemic. Morgan Fox is director of media relations for the National Cannabis Industry Association and says some companies may go out of business. Because the United States government lists marijuana among the most dangerous and addictive of drugs like heroin and LSD, businesses cannot write expenses off their federal taxes, and cannabis companies have no access to banking services. Sean Luce is chief operating officer of New Leaf, a vertically integrated company that grows, processes, and sells cannabis from a pair of retail locations in Nevada, one in Las Vegas, the other in Incline Village. Luce says he'd be surprised if the federal government helps save his business.
Since we've never had proper banking access at the cannabis industry, very few of us have banking relationships to draw on to then have that banker set up a loan.
According to the Nevada Department of Taxation, some 13,000 people work in a cannabis industry that contributed more than $60 million to state coffers in 2018. Luce has had to lay off a dozen people in his production facility, but has kept his retail and cultivation workers employed with delivery-only commerce. There is talk of federal relief for cannabis businesses in the next round of emergency SBA funding, but Luce is skeptical and pragmatic. He says that no matter how he juggles the books, without some form of assistance, his company may not survive an extended lack of tourist shoppers, even though Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has announced that cannabis dispensaries can now offer curbside service. Luce says the ability to do curbside sales is welcome, but forces his company into never-imagined models of operation.
Quite frankly, took us by surprise, based on the comments that Governor Sisolak made on Good Morning America, I guess that was Wednesday, to have him come out on Thursday and grant curbside service to all retail businesses, cannabis included, really. Was quite shocking.
Especially shocking in that Luce and his staff had roughly 18 hours to develop a curbside system that would enable biologically safe commerce and also ensure compliance with state regulations, which are highly detailed at the point of sale. Delivery sales continue, and with the timely help of the Nevada Cannabis Control Board, by Saturday, every dispensary in northern Nevada was fulfilling online orders at the curb. For KUNR News, I'm Brian Bayhuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally.